Sarab, can you tell us what is mechanical stabilization?
Well, this is a term which applies only to displacive transformations where the interface has to glide. And if you place obstacles in its path, then that ultimately stops it from moving. Now we say that the reaction gets halted and austenite is mechanically stabilized.
And what kind of obstacles can prevent the movement?
During deformation, the new dislocations that you generate in the lattice, that actually stops the interface to move further.
And what kind of force is there for the movement? Does it involve thermodynamics?
Yes, we actually use chemical composition of the alloy, which determines the chemical driving force by the free energy change of austenite to ferrite. So that is thermodynamic in origin.
So does that make it a general theory?
Well, we think so, because in the present work we have treated both a low alloy steel, which is rich in carbon, and also highly alloyed austenitic stainless steel variety. And in near future, we hope to demonstrate the same theory in the other varieties of steels as well.
And does this apply to the bainite transformation, because that's also a displacive?
Matthew, that's a fascinating question. With the same theory, actually, we have been able to demonstrate the cause for the subunit mechanism of the bainite growth.
And would you be able to predict the size of the subunit?
I'm sorry, Matthew, that has not yet been possible.
Okay, please do that. Thank you.
Thank you.